Chapter 8. Oh well.
You can see it too, can't you? Finding himself with a dead princess on his hands, the killer wrapped Tegwin's body in Winna's deerskin and threw her over the wall,
Howell said.
That's what I'm thinking, Gareth said. It's perfect. The wall should have been high enough such that it wasn't possible to see over it. Nobody would ever have looked there if it hadn't come down.
Howell shook his head. He had both wanted to find Tegwin's grave and not wanted to. But now that they thought they had, he couldn't back away from it. His next step must be to speak to Old Wyn. Gareth sent Shelah back to the castle to recover from his ordeal, and he and Howell entered the village. They stopped first at Wyn's hut, but he wasn't home, and his daughter pointed them to the tavern. They found Wyn seated on a stool at one of the tables, well into his cups.
How many has he had?
Howell asked Hugh, the tavern keeper.
He started early today, my lord,
Hugh said. As the sun was still high in the sky, he must have started early indeed. Howell regarded the old man, who so far hadn't looked up and was gazing into his cup, which was half full of mead.
How early is early? I don't usually see him until mid-afternoon, but he arrived just after the morning meal. I was about to call for his daughter to take him home,
Hugh said.
I don't want him collapsing on the green and hurting himself. Give us some time with him first. We need to talk to him,
Howell said.
Yes, my lord.
Hugh touched his forehead with two fingers in a sign of respect, accepting that Howell's suggestion was actually an order. Gareth and Howell dragged stools to either side of Wyn, who looked blearily from one to the other of them over his cup of mead.
What are you looking at?
He didn't seem to recognize Howell, or at least he gave no obeisance to him as befitted Howell's station as a prince of Gwynedd. Howell didn't take offense. Wyn's befuddlement amused him. He didn't need Wyn's respect, only his attention. Howell reached out and gently removed Wyn's cup from his hand.
I think you've had enough, my friend.
You're no friend of mine.
Wyn made to grab at the cup, but ended up knocking Howell's arm. Howell lifted the cup high and managed not to spill what remained of its contents.
I will give your drink back to you as soon as you answer a few questions.
Howell set the cup 2 feet away from Wyn on the opposite end of the table. Wyn peered blearily at Howell.
Have I seen you before?
Many times, Howell said.
Wyn waggled his finger at Howell.
I remember now. I've heard you singing up at the castle.
Gareth was trying not to laugh at Wyn's befuddlement.
A good prince might be singing for us today.
Wyn cupped a hand to his ear.
What's that?
Gareth leaned in.
We have questions, Wyn.
Aye.
Wyn made another grab for the cup. This time it was Gareth who whisked it away, though he wasn't as agile as Howell, and a measure of mead slopped onto his hand. Howell tapped his fingers on the table in front of Wyn to regain his attention.
We want to talk to you about where you went today.
I didn't go anywhere. I've been here.
Wyn hunkered down over his elbows, which rested on the table.
What about before the tavern opened?
Howell said. Wyn didn't answer, just shook his head. Howell tried again.
Why did you decide to drink breakfast and dinner today?
Wyn eyed his cup, but Gareth kept an arm across the table to block his access to it. Any more lunges from Wyn, and Howell would return the cup to Hugh at the bar.
That's mine. I paid for it,
Wyn said.
I find that highly unlikely.
Howell glanced at the tavern keeper, who was smirking as he dried a flagon with a cloth.
Shall I ask Hugh what you owe him?
Wyn cleared his throat and sat straighter on his stool. He adjusted his tunic with a look of righteousness on his face.
I can't remember what I did this morning.
If I ask your daughter where you were, will she tell me you were in bed?
Howell said. Wyn couldn't maintain his dignity for more than one sentence. He stuck out his chin.
I was asleep. That's where I was.
Howell rubbed his jaw.
And before that? At what hour of the night did you find your bed?
Wyn smiled slyly.
Wouldn't you like to know? But I don't kiss and tell.
Howell blinked. The image of Wyn sneaking home after carousing with one of the village's widows had his eyeballs burning. Gareth seemed to be having the same problem. Howell decided to change tactics.
I understand that you maintain old Wyn's hut for Prince Cadwallader. Is that right?
Wyn nodded, and now he really did look wary.
So?
Did you visit the hut yesterday? Hawal said.
I always do,
Wynne said.
I have to care for my horse, don't I?
Did you notice anything unusual there yesterday? Gareth said.
No.
Have you seen Prince Cadwallader in the last few days? Gareth said.
I saw him.
Wynne's voice was sullen. This was as painful as pulling teeth. Howell glanced at Gareth, who shrugged and said,
What do you think?
I think he knows something he's not telling, Howell said. I'm not sure we're going to learn what that is until he sobers up.
And then, to prove Howell correct, Wynne rested his head on his arms and closed his eyes. With an account of 10, he was snoring gently. Howell gave a snort of disgust and gestured that Gareth should remove the cup, so Wynne wouldn't knock it over if he startled in his sleep.
We're left with the same questions we had when we left Winna's house, Gareth said.
Howell scrubbed at his hair with both hands.
At least we can confirm with the daughter that he was in his bed all night.
Gareth handed off Wynne's cup to Hugh, promising to inform Wynne's daughter of the state her father was in and ask her to collect him. And the two men strolled back to Wynne's house. Howell found the back and forth from one informant to another most irritating. They'd already spoken to the daughter, but she hadn't mentioned her father's absence in the night, and they hadn't asked her about it because they'd wanted to speak to Wynne first. They found her hanging the laundry on a line that stretched between two posts, taking advantage of the rare sunny day to dry her linens.
My lords!
She dropped the cloth she was holding into the basket of wet items.
Is my father—
He's fine, Ellen.
Howell put out a calming hand.
Drunk and sleeping it off at one of Hugh's tables. Hugh asks that you collect him at your convenience.
Ellen let out a sigh. I worry about him ever since my mother died.
Was he out last night? Gareth said.
A wary look came into Ellen's eyes.
What do you mean?
Was your father absent from his bed at any time in the night?
Howell said.
He left to use the latrine at one point, Ellen said.
Was he gone long?
Howell watched Ellen's face carefully for any sign of deception.
I don't know.
Ellen looked away.
I fell back asleep, and when I awoke, it was morning, and he was snoring in his bed.
Hugh says that your father doesn't usually visit the tavern until later in the day. Do you know why he is drinking so heavily today?
Gareth said.
No,
Ellen said.
Can you tell me what this is about?
When Howell and Gareth didn't answer immediately, she added,
Has my father done something wrong?
We won't know until we find out where he was before dawn, Gareth said.
Is this about the body on the beach? My father couldn't have had anything to do with that. He couldn't.
We are making inquiries at this point, that is all,
Howell said.
Calm yourself.
Ellen had taken several steps towards them, but she subsided, the wary look returning.
I'll finish up here and go to him.
That would be best,
Gareth said.
Then Howell bent towards Ellen.
If your father can tell us where he was last night, if he went anywhere besides the latrine, we would be grateful. We aren't accusing him of any wrongdoing. We simply need to know what he knows.
Ellen swallowed hard.
Yes, my lord.
Howell nodded at Ellen.
We'll take our leave.
Kerry thought he may have seen two men with the cart, Gareth said, as they walked back to where they'd tied the horses.
If Uncle Cadwallader was one, it makes sense that Wynne was the other,
Howell said.
Let's check in with Gwen, and then I'm afraid it's time to speak to my father.
Howell wished he could avoid that conversation, but it seemed he had no choice.
We may have to pretend we know for certain that Cadwallader is a part of this.
He is a part of this, Gareth said. Howell shot Gareth a quelling look.
I am certain my uncle was on the beach this morning, but we have no evidence of his further involvement.
If he didn't murder Tegwyn himself, Gareth said, he can at least confirm that her body was found in Wenna's hut.
True,
Howell said.
If we're very convincing, he will be anxious to absolve himself of any other crime, and will have seen something or know something else that will help us. We must get whatever that is out of him.
Howell wasn't sure how he was going to do that. Cadwallader was an accomplished liar. In fact, he lied as well as Howell himself did. Howell was grateful that if Gareth had the same thought, he chose to keep his observation to himself.